This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new picture of the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. We have a couple of new government reports on the economy just out this morning, and joining me to talk about them is Bethann Bovino, a senior economist at Standard & Poor's in New York. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
So another 32,000 people filed their first unemployment claims last week. That's a total of 637,000 new claims. That's more than economists were expecting. Continuing jobless claims, the people staying on unemployment, also jumped more than expected. We're up to another record high. How bad is this news?
Well, it's disappointing. That's certainly for sure. We were expecting under 600. So it just doesn't say that the jobs market is turning around. Right now we're seeing unemployment at 8.9%, and it's going to climb.
Yeah, record high of more than 6.5 million continuing claims. How much of this is Chrysler and General Motors?
That's certainly a part of it, and that's going to continue. But one of the problems here is that it's right now the unemployment issue is pretty much widespread. Certainly, the unemployment, basically the layoffs in the car companies, is a factor, but it's really now it's kind of across the board.
These new jobless claims had been dropping the last few weeks. That was part of this wave of optimism. How are you feeling now?
Well, there was certainly markets were a little bit more optimistic on the part that it came down, but we hadn't been expecting this to turn around in some time. I mean, mm-hmm. It is a lagging indicator after all.
Right. And now let's turn to this other report out this morning. Wholesale prices rose more than expected in April. Big jump in food costs. How inflationary is this?
Well, the food cost certainly was a jump of about 1.5%, but that's after 2 months of decline. So it did only partially offset the declines beforehand. The other news in that is that the core rate, or you know, excluding food and energy items, was still pretty tame. So it does give it really does show that inflation still remains low.
Bethann Bovino is a senior economist at Standard & Poor's in New York. Bethann, thanks.
Sure, thanks.
In other news, the White House has tried to shore up the housing market, try to keep people in their homes. Well, today, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is going to try again. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The administration has been trying to cut the number of foreclosures by allowing homeowners to modify their mortgages and make monthly payments a little easier. But in many cases, that's not working. So now officials are trying to make foreclosure less of a burden on a borrower's credit record. The plan will be announced later this morning. The idea is to allow delinquent borrowers to sell their homes for less than the amount left on the mortgage, or give the property back to the lender, which in turn will consider the loan paid off. The difference is the process doesn't have to be dragged out by months of costly foreclosure proceedings, and the borrower won't have the word foreclosure written in big red ink on future financial documents. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Asian markets sold off again today, losing about 3%. The Dow lost 2% yesterday, or 184 points. European markets are moderately lower now. Walmart continues to make money. The company reported this morning it earned $3 billion in profit last quarter, just about what it made a year ago, and just about what analysts were expecting. Sony and Sanyo wish they could say the same. Both companies report this morning they lost about $1 billion last quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
In good times and bad, Americans have told themselves this is the land of opportunity and social mobility. If you've got hard work and pluck, even a poor person can achieve the American dream. This week, we are bringing you a series called Next American Dream, and we're getting an international point of view. Alan Milburn is a member of the British Parliament. He advises the Prime Minister on Britain's growing gap between the rich and the poor. Mr. Milburn, what is the reason for that gap?
I think what's happened is that more people have been able to get onto the ladder to prosperity. But because, if you like, there's a bit of a two-tier labour market now, and at the bottom end, it's so much harder for people to get onto the ladder out of adversity, you've had a growing gap.
What are some reasons for this, the difficulty that you call it the lower tier is having?
Well, if I take something like getting a job in the professions, becoming a lawyer or a doctor or working in the media or heaven help us, becoming a politician, a lot of these professions have become more and not less socially exclusive over recent years. So we've just published some data which indicates that nowadays, to become a doctor or a lawyer, the chances are that you come from a family with far higher incomes on average than the average family. And that's a big change from certainly when I grew up. There were more people from average income families, what President Clinton once famously called the forgotten middle class, who were producing future generations of doctors and lawyers. Nowadays, it tends to be a bit more self-perpetuating that if you're born into wealth, you keep wealth. If you're born into poverty, very often, unfortunately, you stay in poverty.
In the States, we expect social mobility to just happen in the free market. We don't have a social mobility advisor. How do you see the government role as different from what the private sector can do?
In the end, the government's job, it seems to me, in any country, is to make sure that the economy works in the interests of the majority and not the minority, and is to make sure that if people have aspirations and abilities and aptitudes, they're given the opportunity to realize their own aspirations to progress.
Member of Parliament Alan Milburn, thank you.
Pleasure.
This series is called Next American Dream, and you can participate by visiting us at marketplace.org. There you'll find interviews and reporters' notebooks, audio slideshows, and we want to know what is your take on the next American dream. That's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.